gray-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light, and fleckled darkness like a drunkard reels from forth day's path and tightens fiery wheels. Now, ere the sun advances burning eye, the day to cheer and night's dank dew to dry, I must upfill this osier cage of ours with baleful weeds and precious juiced flowers. The earth, that's nature's mother, is her tomb. What is her burying grave? That is her womb. And from her womb, children of divers kind, we sucking on her natural bosom find. Many for many virtues excellent, none but for some, and yet all different. Oh, mickle is the powerful grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, and their true qualities. For naught so vile that on the earth doth live, but to the earth some special good doth give. Nor aught so good, but strained from that fair use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied, and vice sometime by action dignified.
Father!
Within the infant rind of this weak flower, poison hath residence and medicine power. For this, being smelt, with that part cheers each part. Being tasted, stays all senses with the heart. Two such opposed kings encamp them still in man, as well as herbs, grace, and rude will. And where the worser is predominant, full soon the canker death eats up that plant.
Good morrow, Father.
Benedicity! What early tongue so sweet saluteth me? Young son, it argues a distempered head so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Care keeps his watch in every old man's eye, and where care lodges, sleep will never lie. But where unbruised youth with unstuffed brain doth couch his limbs, there golden sleep doth reign. Therefore thy earliness doth me assure thou art uproused with some distemperature. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not been in bed tonight.
That last is true. The sweeter rest was mine.
God pardon sin. Was thou with Rosaline?
With Rosaline? My ghostly father? No! I have forgot that name. And that name's woe.
That's my good son. But where hast thou been then?
I'll tell thee, thou ask it me again. I have been feasting with mine enemy, where, on a sudden, one hath wounded me that's by me wounded. Both our remedies within thy help and holy physic lies. I bear no hatred, blessed man, for lo, my intercession likewise steads my foe.
Be plain, good son, and homely in thy drift. Riddling confession finds but riddling shrift.
Then plainly know, my heart's dear love is set on the fair daughter of rich Capulet. As mine on hers, so hers is set on mine, and all combined, save what thou must combine, by holy marriage. When and where and how we met, we wooed and made exchange of vow, I'll tell thee as we pass, but this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today.
Holy St. Francis, what a change is here. Is Rosaline, that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes. Jesu Maria, what a deal of brine hath washed thy sallow cheeks for Rosaline. How much salt water thrown away in waste to season love that of it doth not taste. The sun, not yet thy sighs from heaven clears, thy old groans yet ringing in mine ancient ears. Lo, here, upon thy cheek, the stain doth sit of an old tear that is not washed off yet. If e'er thou wast thyself, and these woes thine, thou and these woes were all for Rosaline. And art thou changed? Pronounce this sentence, then. Women may fall when there's no strength in men.
Thou chidest me oft for loving, Rosaline.
For doting, not for loving, pupil mine.
And bad'st me bury love.
Not in a grave, to lay one in, another out to have.
I pray thee, chide me not. Her I love now doth grace for grace and love for love allow. The other did not so.
Oh, she knew well thy love did read by rote that could not spell. But come, young waverer, come go with me. In one respect I'll thy assistant be, for this alliance may so happy prove, to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Oh! Let us hence! I stand on sudden haste!
Wisely and slow! They stumble that run fast.